Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Wednesday, March 16, 2016. Israeli troops kidnap civilians during West Bank invasions and target farmers in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Wednesday at dawn at least 9 Palestinians in different invasions targeting Palestinian communities in different parts of the occupied West Bank. The Popular Committee in Hebron in the southern part of the West Bank said that soldiers invaded Beit Umar town north of Hebron, searched many homes and kidnapped 2 Palestinians. The soldiers also invaded Sawahra al-Sharqiya town east of occupied Jerusalem and kidnapped 3 Palestinians, allegedly for manufacturing weapons in a homemade workshop. Israeli military sources said that the soldiers confiscated a rifle, a pistol, and a large sum of bullets. The soldiers also kidnapped a Palestinian child, 15 years of age, from the Shafat refugee camp northwest of Jerusalem after he jumped over a wall to avoid crossing through a military roadblock on the main entrance of the camp. According to the Israeli army, the soldiers searched the child and located a knife in a bag he was carrying. In the northern West Bank district of Nablus, the soldiers stormed and searched many homes and kidnapped 3 Palestinians, including a lawyer and a former political prisoner. Another man was kidnapped near Nablus as he was crossing a military checkpoint. Later on Wednesday morning, Israeli soldiers invaded a Sharafa area between Al-Khadr and Batir towns west of Bethlehem and demolished a Palestinian home. The Israeli army claimed that the home was built without obtaining a permit from the civil administration office that runs Israel's occupation of the West Bank. The demolished property was a 200-square-meter two-story building that was completely constructed and furnished. Moreover, the army also demolished an agricultural structure in Wadi Rahal village southwest of Bethlehem on Wednesday. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli soldiers stationed at the borders of the central coastal enclave opened fire at Palestinian shepherds. The shepherds escaped along with their sheep unharmed, local Palestinian sources reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, March 16th, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Ismail and me, Ghassan Bannoura.